Morning. Yes, indeed. It's getting close to Christmas, close to the celebrations, and this whole month is about living in the light. And what a beautiful song about the light is already within us. It's already where we are. Such a good thing to remember, living in the light. And today's message is called Prepare Yourself. And I imagine that you are thinking, what on earth is she going to say? Because that's all I've been doing for months is preparing myself. I'm actually not talking about preparing for others. I'm not talking about the wrapping and the writing the cards and those kind of preparations. I'm talking about preparing yourself for a new birth, for a birth of a new consciousness within you, the Christ consciousness, the awakening of the real self, of the spiritual self. So that kind of preparedness is what I'm talking about. And how do we do that? And maybe you already are prepared. And if you're not, how could you be more prepared? So I'd like to begin with a story. A little boy had been taught that this season, the Christmas season, of course it's Hanukkah coming up next week too, but the Christmas season was all about Jesus' birth. And so he, every week, wrote letters to Jesus. Dear Jesus, I've really tried to be a good boy, but it's so hard. And then, dear Jesus, well, I really tried, but it's really hard. I can't really be a good boy all the time. This happened day after day after day, and he'd try. He would then get in trouble. He'd spend more time in the time out than he did in the time in. And he was getting very frustrated, kind of scared that he wasn't going to get anything for Christmas because he hadn't been a good boy. So Christmas Eve, he silently slipped down the stairs, tiptoed to the nativity scene that his mother had beside the Christmas tree, and he picked up a figure and he put it inside his pajamas, went upstairs, hid it in a sock drawer, and wrote his last letter, Dear Jesus, if you ever want to see your mother again. Well, here's the thing. It's a good story. It's funny, but it has nothing to do with the truth. Nothing at all. It isn't the truth. The truth is we don't have to trick God into giving us our good. We do not need to resort to trickery. The preparedness comes from simply doing our spiritual work by getting quiet. Some of you were in here for the meditation time, and I want to acknowledge that I got that meditation from Aiden, who was talking about it yesterday. And the meditation was simply to contemplate the idea that you are co-equal spiritually to anyone who ever has lived and anyone who ever will live. That's a huge idea. There was no one greater than you spiritually. There are people that may have more knowledge, may have more flow, but there's no one that is more spiritual than you are. And the way I can be so certain of that is because each of us has the same connection to Source. Each one of us has complete connection. We're already as spiritual as we're ever going to be right now. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to. So part of the preparing isn't about a new something. It's about changing our minds. I've been reading along with our journal. I'm reading the journal we're going to use next year, and here's the hint. It's written by Raymond Charles Barker and Ernest Holmes, and it is called 365 Days of Richer Living, which is really great. And this is the quote from today, part of the quote. Ernest says, I am my only enemy. I am my only enemy. My wrong beliefs about life cause me to strain and struggle with my problems. I decide right now to let the effortless power of mind, with a capital, meaning that's the name for God, act through me and give me my freedom from struggle. Are you willing to prepare yourself that way? So the preparedness is to recognize that anything that's going on that's amiss within you or around you or in your relationships or your health or your finances comes only from a wrong idea, nothing else. There is no one out there that's keeping a scorecard. There is no one that can withhold your gifts from you, like the little boy. The only thing that can withhold from you is yourself, is your own unwillingness to be the magnificence that you are, who you are, who you are. I was also reading a story about a man who, it was in the days when a lot of farm work was done by hand, and see, he advertised for a hired hand. His farm was on the East Coast, on the Atlantic, and it was very hard to get farmhands then because no one wanted to work there. It was hard work, and because it could be so stormy on the East Coast, it was it would be even harder. So he was looking for someone, looking for a big, strong man, and this little, short guy, thin man, came and said, he said, "Can you do the work?" And the man's answer was, "I sleep when the wind blows." Funny answer, isn't it? I sleep when the wind blows. So, but there had been no one else, so the farmer decided to hire this guy. And the first big storm came up, and it was blowing, and they could tell that the farmer went to his hired man, shook him awake, said, "Wake up, wake up, we've got to go and look after the things." And the man said, "I'm not getting up, I sleep when the wind blows." And the farmer just about fired him on the spot for being so insolent and so unaccommodating. And when the farmer went out, everything, there were tarps over the things that needed to be protected. The animals were in their coops or in the barns or whatever. He had been prepared. The reason he could sleep when the wind blew was because he had done the preparation. He had prepared himself, right? So that isn't that our story? When we do our spiritual, when we're aware of that mighty presence within us, God's presence within us, then we can let go of our worries, of our problems, and we can stop thinking about, it's a wrong idea to think that your problem is big. Your God is big. Tell your big God about your little problems. Don't tell God about your big problems. Don't make the problems bigger than this divine presence within you. So, being prepared. Well, what does it mean? It means, first of all, that every day you do the best you can, and then you let that day go by. You just let it go. How many of you are burdened by things that happened last week, last month, last year, 10 years ago? You don't have to raise your hand. See, now is the day. This is the very day you can let that go. This is the very day that you can say, that's not spiritually mature of me to be living about something that happened in the past, in the recent past or in the distant past. Spiritual maturity means I'm prepared by living in the present moment, which means that I can't change the past, but I can change my perception of the past by thinking about it differently. I can change my perception of the past. I can accept what is. I can accept what is. Moving passionately toward what I want without controlling it. When we control, you know what we're doing? We're saying, I don't trust the universe. I don't trust divine mind to bring this good to me. And so I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to make sure that every single detail is taken care of. And when we do that, what happens is the universe pushes back because now we've left no room for God to do its work through us. We're simply trying to make things happen. And have you ever noticed that the more you try to make things happen, the less you actually get done? Whereas when you clearly know what you want, and just take the next step at a time, things seem to magically flow. That's because that's what life is. It's a flow. It's an ocean of light, and it's your inheritance. It's your birthright. It's who you are. Yesterday, I invited anyone who wanted to come to go over the values assessment again with us, and some people had done that a month ago, and some people came yesterday or phoned in, and so they could hear the conversation. And it was really, wasn't new information for me, because I'd looked at it so much, and I'd gone over it before with John DePalma, who did the survey for us. But it was great to be reminded. I know that there's some of you, please don't raise your hands for this question. But there's some people here who think that they're really good communicators. They've already said something, they've made their request, and yet nothing changes. The person that they've requested to has said, yes, I'm going to do that you've requested, and nothing happens. Nothing changes. And here's one of the things that I'd like us all to contemplate is that it used to be said that people have to hear something 11 times before they hear it the first time. So that request you made once likely wasn't taken in deeply. You likely need to make it again at least 10 more times. So I'm not saying that all of us should just say, well, everyone's a bad communicator or a bad listener or a bad speaker. It isn't that at all. Here's another spiritual principle. You're doing the best you can. That everything in your past, if you could have done it differently, you would have. You're doing the best you can right now. So that's one of the ways you prepare yourself, by letting whatever is be okay with you. Let it be okay. And then something that came out of the discussion that the few of us that were here in the center had was, there was two things. One thing was about control and intimidation. One of the reasons I led you in that practice is how important it is, the people that were in the meditation practice, how important it is to take your rightful place as an equal spiritual being in this community. And everywhere else. Equal spiritual being. There is no one higher than you. There is no one lower than you. You're equal with all other beings. And when we remember that, then we don't hesitate to ask questions, make suggestions, move forward. When we get that we're equal, then it's easy for us, or easier for us, to say, my preference would be this. You have been doing this other thing, and my preference would be that. And then the person, if it's me, or if it's one of the other ministers, or if one of the practitioners, can say, thank you, I'll consider that. Maybe I can do it. And you may have to ask more than one time, because what I said about the 11 times, you may have to, it may be that you need to, if you really care about something, to hold it as such a valuable thing, this gift, the gift that you're giving when you communicate, the gift of you, the gift of your life. So preparing yourself is not taking anything personally, not drawing back, but fully participating, preparing yourself. The consciousness of the Christ that wants to be born in you has never been anything but pure innocence. It's one of the reasons that I love that Christmas story. The birth is so symbolic of the birth in us. And it doesn't matter if we hear it a million times in our lifetimes. Doesn't matter. It's still symbolic in us of something greater within us that can be born when we prepare ourselves, when we let go of the past, when we don't take anything personally, when we accept things just as they are, when we are as prepared as we can be, do our best in all things. So, the other thing that came, I wanted to just bring you up to speed just a little bit. 2 weeks ago, we were about to have, we were going to have a visioning with the board members. And at the vision, and before the visioning, I said, if you have ideas that you would like the board to think about, please talk to one of the board members. And you did. And the first thing we did in after that, when we got ready to do our visioning, we went over, each one went over who spoke to them, what the request was, what the ideas were. I thought it was really great. And then we went into a deep spiritual visioning. Then we went into that place of asking, what is ours to do? And we came up with some goals. And one of those goals is to be more involved in our greater community. So here's my request of you, the members of this family. If you have something that you care about, especially here in San Clemente, that is a community project that you think this center could get involved with, would you please take it, look at your programs, and in your programs, there's a book. And in the book, there's a sheet that just says community projects. Because one of the things you said, and it's absolutely true, the seven of us are not all of you. We try to represent everyone, but what I would appreciate, if you can do it today, great, and if you can't, if you pray about it and come back next week and bring the sheet back, that would be great. What are the things going on here that we could participate in as a spiritual community? When we were in San Juan for many years, we collected food for the needy, and then they wouldn't come as far south as San Clemente. So that's the South Coast, South County Outreach wouldn't come as far south here. So that giving back stopped. And we miss it. We miss it. And here's the thing, and it's really true that we need to give back. We want to give back. And we would like your participation. So if you have some ideas, if you'd please write it on this sheet, please make it your name and your email and your phone number so that we can contact you if we have questions about it. And I promise that we will prayerfully and mindfully consider every single thing that's suggested. Doesn't mean that we'll do all of them. In fact, we shouldn't do all. We should choose one or two things that we could take as our own things to give back. And then you can actually put this right in the offering basket so that it won't get lost. So, you know, fold it up and put it in with the offering when it comes around. I so appreciate you doing that. We've had some ideas, but we really haven't had feedback about what things. We've heard people say we need to be more involved in the community. I agree. In what ways? Someone out there, maybe there's more than one, has something that you're very passionate about that you really think a community could help support. So please write it down and let us know. So that helps the board be prepared in another way as we move into 2015 with our vision about what we want the end of next year to look like. In our current journal, this week on Prepare Yourself, I want to share with you some of my favorite quotes of it. One from Ralph Waldo Emerson: "Finish each day and be done with it. You have done what you could. Some blunders and absurdities, no doubt, it crept in. Forget them as soon as you can. Tomorrow is a new day. You shall begin it serenely and with too high a spirit to be encumbered with your old nonsense. Isn't that a great quote? It's too high on spirit to be encumbered with your old nonsense, your old wrong ideas, your old carrying that dead horse that you should have got off of. Now you're dragging along. It's time to stop. Finish each day. And then Swami Vivekananda said, you have to grow from the inside out. None can teach you. None can make you spiritual. There is no other teacher but your own soul. Now, I am not saying don't go to classes. I think classes are great. I actually think in classes what happens is you get in touch with that inner self, with that spiritual sacred self. That is the Christ that is wanting to be born, that is wanting to be awakened. And I think that that you'll make the right choices. I know you will. So are you prepared? Are you prepared for this rebirth, this new birth, this born again? Have you opened your heart to let new ideas in and to let go? Have you decided to let go of yesterday and fully embrace today so that tomorrow unfolds in perfect harmony? Put your hand on your heart and just feel the heart beating, your heart. Understand this is your love center and it's your light center. It's filled with light. And now say after me, I prepare myself by doing the best I can, by letting go of yesterday, by not taking anything personally, and opening to the Christ. And so it is. Okay, and so it is. Complete, complete, complete. Thank you. Appreciate it. Well, that affirmation was almost a prayer, but it says I'm going to pray, so let's turn within. In this holy moment of now, I remind myself that there is only one power, one presence, one life, and that this life that is the life of God is the Alpha and the Omega. It's the thing that overarches eternity, everywhere present, this one that is wholeness and allness and operates according to its own perfect way of being, its own perfect law. It is love, and it is wholeness, it is beauty, and it is creativity. So I speak this word for each one here and for myself. I speak it in the first person, and this is what I know. I know that presence, that power that God is in me and as me, is me. I am prepared in this moment to let in the awareness of the light and let it out, letting my light shine in every area of my life. I offer such great confidence and love in everything I do. I offer positivity and sweet realization. I offer humor and joy and laughter and love. I know that my life is an expression of the divine. It's an expression of divine in relationships, and so love is natural because love begets love. Love calls to love and love answers. I know that this is so. Love is not only that I am love and that all of my relationships reflect that being, but I am wholeness, and my life is whole. My body is whole. My body, mind, spirit is a oneness, and it's vital and whole and filled with good in every way. Furthermore, I know not only my body-mind connection, but I know that I am the creativity of that divine mind, and that creativity flows through me as new ideas, as fresh ideas, as ideas that bless me, bless the world around me, bless my family, friends, my community. I know that as I give back, I am greatly blessed because I know that I live in a reciprocal universe, and there is more than enough for every good thing. I'm so very grateful for everything that I've spoken is already the truth for me and for each one here. I know that it's already so. And so with my heart filled with gratitude, filled with thanksgiving, filled with joy, I simply release this word to the action of law. I accept it. It's done. It's complete. And please join me in saying, and so it is.